Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, J.C. Licht, Next Door and Window, Joe Cotton Ford, and Baird and Warner Realtor, Jill Van Riet. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago. Sorry for that long intro there. Wasn't ready for all that music. This is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're here for the next 3 hours to help you with every single challenge that you might have regarding your house, in your house, out of your house, in your garage, your car, your paint, your windows, your doors, anything, relationship challenges. We're here for helping you. Yes, Joe, relationship challenges. There's a lot of people that have relationship challenges, Joe, and I am here.
Is my microphone on?
Yes, I just turned it on.
All right. Oh, you got control.
I know, and I'm turning it off. And we start the show with every week. Oh, what, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. We are here today to help you and your friends, your families, your coworkers, and your neighbors with any type of challenge that you might have. You might not think you have, but you do have. And we're here to give you honest advice that is in your best interest. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We would love to see the pictures. We love pictures, Joe. We love pictures, Joe. We love pictures
of window problems, door problems, the kitchen problems. Show us your ugly bathroom, that kind of thing.
Take a picture of your mortgage statement. Text it in. We have take a picture of
you
your
can take
car.
Take a picture of a mortgage statement.
Yeah, we do it all the time.
Nice.
We have a picture of your car in your garage that you haven't driven in about 6-8 months that you want to sell, because Tracy here is going to be talking about how he wants to buy it.
It's a good idea.
There's money in those cars because there's a car shortage. And if you have a car. I didn't think about this until you walked in, because of all the chip shortages and the foam shortages. We got paint shortages. We got vinyl shortages.
Foam.
We got foam shortages. We got, there's just so much supply chain. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The entire world has got a supply chain problem, which is scary as hell if you think about it. And why we don't build more factories in the United States so we don't have these problems is beyond me. But I'm not, but this show is not for that. We are here to talk about the challenges that people are having getting materials so they could fix their home. And then when you do order a couch and it comes in October, you could enjoy it. Like, I bought a couch.
Forward to it, right?
No, my wife purchased a couch on Black Friday after Thanksgiving, the Friday after Thanksgiving, and it literally showed up 2-3 weeks ago. And it's a great couch. It just took forever to get it delivered.
That's actually because of foam.
I know.
Isn't that weird?
It's crazy. We're going to talk about that more in the show. But let's go around the horn. We've got Nick and Aurora already calling in. Tim and Warrenville lining up the phones. 312-981-7200. Ashley and Jake are in the control booth. We got Erica and Brendan on the cameras. We are live on Facebook at WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago. If you want to check us out, we'd love to get over 50 today. That's our goal, 50. WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook. Let's go to my good friend Tony DiStefano. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Good morning, David.
I didn't believe that there could possibly be a paint shortage. Can you explain to the layman out there the different types of paint? You guys are still loaded with your warehouses and your shops, and how many stores do you have locally?
44.
So if you want to go buy paint, you could, because we had that problem before. We were talking about shortages with Janky, and then I wanted to make sure that people could still go buy a toilet and a bathtub.
Yeah, it sounded like he had nothing.
It sounded like he was doing bocce ball in 5 miles east of the Oakbrook Shopping Center. But J.C. Licht paint shops, 44 stores locally.
Correct.
Still have paint, still have supplies, still are ready to go.
Correct.
But what type of challenges are you seeing right now? Tease it. We'll get to the break, and then we'll dive into it after the break.
Nothing that's going to really affect like the homeowners in general. This is more contractor-based. Some of the cost-effective products, mainly like flats, are becoming a problem.
Got it.
Whatever raw material is in that got wiped out with the freeze in Texas. And that manufacturer is still building up supply. And painting is... you know, going crazy right now. So the demand is super high and manufacturers are just trying to keep up.
You might not think that that freeze down in Texas had anything to do with you because you're up here freezing in Chicago while they were freezing down in Texas. But whatever a lot of listeners don't realize is a lot of the paint manufactured in Texas and a lot of the foam that goes into a lot of the furniture, the couches, the chairs is made in Texas, and those factories were, and car seats as well, and truck seats, all of that stuff, those factories were shut down, and a lot of the materials, like you told us during the prior to the show, some of the materials went bad.
Yeah, they did, and now it's just playing catch-up time, and we're just trying to navigate as best we can and forecast as far out as possible to keep everybody supplied. But for regular homeowners, mostly Benjamin Moore products are perfectly fine. So you won't have any issues.
And the guys that built my house used J.C. Lick paint.
They did. Wonderful colors, bright. You should always be in a good mood.
I always am.
Yep.
Even when I'm in a bad mood, Joe, I'm in a good mood.
But you sleep in that house?
I sleep in that house. I'm standing up. I don't sleep laying down. I sleep standing up because I want to be as close to the paint as possible.
What color makes you feel best?
Any color.
Oh.
That ends in an R. Like, yeah.
Railroad?
Yeah, railroad. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call and text and photo line. If our listeners want to reach out to you, website, phone number, what's the best way to reach out to you?
Just go to jclicht.com. That's going to navigate you to our closest store in your neighborhood.
Spell Licht.
L-I-C-H-T.
JClicht.com.
Correct.
Okay, Joe Cotton for Tracy Kahn. You are having a challenge with the car shortage right now. All the entire industry, truck and car. We're going to dive deeper into that, how you're looking for used cars. You want to load up your used car lot. So if our listeners have unused car because they're working from home, why have double car payments when you could really get away with one car?
Right.
And it's pretty bad in it's a challenge right now throughout the entire auto industry.
It is, and a lot of times people don't think about with this chip shortage the effect it has on everything else. So since we don't have any new cars, people aren't trading in used cars, and so it's a death spin for us. There's no new and no used. So what we're doing is we're going out and we're trying to buy all the used cars we can. And as you said, there's a lot of people who are working from home, husband and wife, and they really don't need two cars anymore. A lot of times they're cars that have a flat tire and a dead battery because they just haven't driven it.
Right. And there's money in that car.
Absolutely. More so than probably a year ago, for sure.
All right. If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best way?
JoeCottonFord.com or 630-682-9200.
Justin from Next Door and Window, how are you, my friend?
Awesome, David.
Hang on. You got to get closer to that mic because that's the bad mic. You got to basically put your lips right up against that sucker. Go ahead. Try it again.
No, I'm really good, David.
No, hang on.
How's that?
Hang on. Mic number 6. Go ahead. That's my fault. I just wanted to test you. All right, now third
I'm
time.
I'm awesome, David.
That's good.
You're still awesome.
You're still awesome.
Getting better.
Get better. So we were talking wood's not a problem. Plastics, what are the materials that go into windows? It's wood, vinyl, and what else?
Wood, vinyl, and fiberglass are the most common materials for windows.
And the fiberglass and the wood's really not that big of a deal, but the vinyl is a big challenge right now, you were telling us.
Wood is definitely a problem in the industry. Our particular supplier has been pretty good about keeping lead times normal, and the fiberglass lead times are pretty normal as well. You know, there's no supply problem with really bad windows in Chicago, and we're getting lots of demand, lots of calls with poor windows.
All right.
So today,
yeah,
we're going to talk about the warning signs. You know, what you should be looking for as you walk around the house, checking out your windows, what you should know, and when it's maybe time to consider replacing those windows.
So it's kind of like what Roy did last week, Joe. when giving our listeners tips on what to look for.
Look for around your house as far as water getting away from your house, that kind of thing.
If now's the time to replace those windows, and it's a good time because I'll tell you what, when I moved into my old home, I replaced the windows 20 years ago. Okay, I think you were just coming out of college, young whippersnapper, so you didn't have next door window up and running. But it made a huge difference because my home at the time was built in 1965, 66, and they hadn't, and it was original windows for like 30, 40 years. And those are not meant to last 30, 40 years because the house shifted and all that stuff. And you'll go through some tips that our listeners can check out when looking for new windows. If our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you, my friend?
1-800-NEXT-DOOR or 1-800-NEXT-DOOR.com.
MegaPros, Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
See how that works?
So relaxed.
MegaPros.com.
When do we get one?
What do you get one? You have to make it.
MegaPros.com. You just got one right there. Hold on. Here's another one. You want another one? Boom.
MegaPros.com.
We just megged you. How'd that feel? 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. We got phone calls lit up. We're going to go to Tony and talk about paint, but let's jump through these calls and take care of our listeners, and we'll push everybody back. Nick from Aurora, Tim from Warrenville, and Patty from Lincoln. Where the heck is Lincoln? Lincoln's out there, isn't it? Isn't Lincoln like in
Nebraska?
South. No. Springfield?
All right, I think it's in Nebraska.
We're going to find out. That's true. We're going to find out what Patty and Lincoln, we're going to find out where the hell Lincoln is, and then we're going to ask her about her question that she wants answered. Then we'll talk to Tony about paint, and then we'll go around the horn and get everybody in the next hour and 2 hours and 40-some minutes. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The bodies coming into the trades, the amount of people that are going out due to age and retirement, the attrition is greater than the addition. Look at that. Put that on a bumper sticker.
Wow.
Yep, you're welcome.
Wow.
Joe, that was pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good, but wrong.
Oh!
A lot of these people, a lot of these young people are exploring the trades. I'm telling you.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200.
We are funny together.
We really are. I don't know what you think funny is, but that's fine. That's funny. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Nick and Aurora, how are you? You've got a question for Mr. DeStefano. How can we help you?
So I got a vinyl-sided house. It's probably maybe a 40 by 30 footprint, and I want to paint it. I don't know what the proper application would be or the proper application process, and maybe you could recommend like a J.C. Lick brand or line. But that's it. That's what I'm looking to do. I've never painted exterior before, so maybe some tips would help me as well.
Go ahead. You're up, buddy.
Yeah, so this can be
done.
I'm
not going to give him any painting advice. Forget about it.
Well, come on. No, this can be done. This is pretty standard moving forward nowadays. Paint technology has well advanced where the adhesion to vinyl is easy. So a couple of things, Nick, to keep in mind. You want to make sure just everything is clean to begin with. You're limited in colors, unfortunately, because it is vinyl. So usually it's going to be something similar. As far as a color goes, or you could go to BenjaminMoore.com and type in vinyl colors, and they'll give you, I don't know, it's like 100 and something colors to choose from. But as far as paint goes, you want to go to any J.C. Lick store, look for Benjamin Moore Ben Exterior. That's a high-quality paint line. It contains all the ingredients that you need for a long-lasting paint job and give you good color retention on your surface and on your home. But you can't go too dark, otherwise the siding absorbs the sun and eventually warp the siding. So keep it like for like, or go to BenjaminMoore.com and look at vinyl colors, and you can pick from there. So that's your start.
How's that, buddy? Yeah, Joe.
Tone, I've got a question on that. Vinyl siding moves.
Correct.
Right? So now if you paint that with a roller,
mm-hmm.
when that siding contracts, now you're going to have that old color showing.
Not necessarily, because, like I said, paint technology now is extremely flexible. And if you go with a higher grade product, that has that movement in it, you're not going to have any of those lines show. So you're probably talking about...
Oh, no way. So it'll actually...
Yeah, it'll move with the substrate, yeah, to okay. a certain degree, unless the whole house like shifts.
But I've seen that problem before.
Sure. Usually a lot of the times if you know, if you chintz on some steps or something like that, or you use a lower grade product, you could run into that. But stick with the Ben exterior, you're good to go.
Hang tight, buddy. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text and photo line. Tim in Warrenville, you got a question about appliances. How can we help you?
Yes. Just before COVID hit, ordered $7,500 of brand new, can I say the manufacturer of the appliances?
Can you say it?
Yes,
I could read it here, so maybe you don't have to say it.
Okay, so you see that it's a major manufacturer for a long time,
yes,
good history, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ordered the appliances. Now, I was read in magazines and on the web that you should not buy a refrigerator, true or false, that has the water and the kitchen, the ice maker in the door. Lots of problems with those. Is that true or false?
You can have problems with those for sure. Tim, where are you getting all this information? Did you contact whoever sold the appliances to you?
I shopped around, and then I looked online, and I saw what not to get involved with to simplify a problem.
Yes, simpler the refrigerator, less problems. You're right.
So what? So here, what refrigerator would you recommend?
It's not that I would recommend it, but I would. We really rely on the experts at ABT at APT.
Yeah. So what I would recommend, Tim, is to call our good friends at APT. And get and find out what it is. If you need a guy at APT, I've got Steve Shapiro's name and number. I'll be more than happy to hook you up with.
Tim, I haven't heard any complaints specifically about the manufacturer that you're referencing.
Right, it rhymes with KitchenAid. All right, we got to hit a break here. I just wanted to let everybody know and remind everybody that the Kentucky Derby is going to be on WGN. Pretty cool, and so is the Indianapolis 500. Kentucky Derby will air May 1st from 4 p.m. until 6:30, from 4 to 6:30 p.m. And the Indy 500 is going to be on this fine radio station May 23rd from 12:30 to 2:30. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Got a great email here from Tom. I recently did a trifecta, having refinanced my home with Team Hochberg, having PermaSeal do my basement Thursday. A MegaPro's doing both my bathrooms currently. Isn't there a club for us Home Sweet Homers or Sweet Homers at WGN? We are in debt with you guys literally for all the advice and services. Party on, dudes. Well done. From Tom.
But we said instead of Home Sweet Homers, it's going to be Home Sweet Homies.
Home Sweet. Well, here. I think we need to open it up for suggestions from our fine listeners.
I don't really like suggestions.
I know you don't, but I do. So 312-981-7200 on the MegaPros call, text, and photo line.
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
There he goes. I've been waiting for that. If you have a suggestion for a nickname of our listeners of the show, we'd love
like
to hear
Home Sweet Homies.
I like Home Sweet Homers. Home Sweet Homies, Home Sweet Homers. Listen, Kevin McDonough came up with it. It's, you know, a little branch off from here, Tom, our listener.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always love our listeners' suggestions. Patty and Lincoln. Patty, where the heck is Lincoln?
Nebraska.
It's about 30 miles north of Springfield.
All right. So I'm glad you're listening down there. Thank you. You've got a question about furniture. Thanks for tuning in down there. We appreciate it.
Well, I don't listen to anything but WGN, and it's not always popular with my grandchildren, unfortunately, but it's my car.
This show would be.
Are they in the car now?
No.
All right. Well, here, the next time they're in the car, you got to call in, and I'll have a talking to them. All right? I'll have a talking with them.
Okay. That'd be great.
How old are your grandkids? How old are your grandkids?
They're 15, 14, two 10-year-olds, and one 6-year-old.
That's right, my wheelhouse.
Forget the teenagers.
No, that's right, my wheelhouse. Yeah. I could give Joe, one 30-second call talk from me, not knowing that they're going to be talked to through the radio, it'll change their lives.
Okay.
But, Patty, how can we help you?
Okay, you're on. Well, I didn't have a question. I just wanted to make a statement about my, I ordered furniture November 18th of last year. And the latest I heard was maybe May.
What? What? Maybe May?
Maybe's good.
Maybe
of this,
May.
Of this year.
Originally it was, yes. Originally it was 8 to 12 weeks. And then when I called them last, they said it was a shortage of material.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure my material's on that barge that got stuck in the Suez.
Wow.
Hey, but Patty, check with them. Maybe they're in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Oh, nice.
Maybe they shipped it there.
It's like nobody knows where Lincoln, Illinois is. They're all in Nebraska.
How many people are in Lincoln, Illinois, Patty? How many people live there?
You know, I'd say about 15,000.
Wow.
I know it's gone down. It's really lost a lot of people in this little town, but it's a nice little town.
Joe, I think we need to do it.
47 years ago with my husband, and here I am.
I think we need to do a live remote in Lincoln.
Do you think so?
I think we need to find it.
Yeah.
I think we need to find out where it is.
Yeah.
And then invite the 8,000 people.
55. You can't miss it.
And then invite the 8,000 people that are left.
It might be an exciting thing that happens.
I think
it will
probably be the most excitement Lincoln's had.
Did you hear?
Did you hear? Home sweet home. All you home sweet homies in Lincoln, come on out. Yep. All right. So, Patty, I thank you. Can you let me know when your grandkids are in the car?
I will. I'll get all five of them in here and make a call.
Right. And just make sure you open the garage door, when you start the car.
Okay.
All right. Hang on.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, hang on. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all the contact information. Follow us on Facebook right now. WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook. We have a TV studio set up here. Carrie and Palatine was for you, Justin, but we're going to get over to Zach in Naperville. Heard the last time you were on, Tony.
Yeah.
Preparing painting coming out of winter.
Mm-hmm.
With the cold and the snow and all the rain to the exterior, our homes took a whacking this year. What can our listeners do to prep? Because, listen, I think we're finally through this.
Yeah.
Right? I watched Tom Skilling and listened to all the news, all the stuff. I think we're into the 70s next week. I think we're finally over the, jump to the 80s and jump to the 30s with snow. I think we're done with all that nonsense. I think we're on a nice path here. People are going to get outside and start doing some work.
Sure.
And and one of the things after this winter, with all the ice damming, that paint needs a lot of work.
Correct.
What should our listeners be aware of?
So, winter wreaks havoc on paint and all painted surfaces. We got 2 feet of snow and you're blowing snow up against your house and it's under your deck. It's sitting on your windows. It's sitting on your window frames. It's on your siding. Like, everything is going on. And after that melts, it leaves like salt deposits and that affects the adhesion of paint to it. So you don't want to really jump outside immediately after winter. You get a few days and everybody, wants to go crazy, but just do your due diligence. Make sure everything is cleaned properly. If you're painting a wood substrate, clean it first, sand that wood substrate, get all that old wood fibers off that are gray, bring out the new wood before you coat it. So you want to, if you got brick on the lower foundation of your house or something, and you got some peeling paint, scrape that off, let it air out a little bit in the warm weather, because everything holds moisture, and moisture and paints just do not jive.
How long after cleaning a house? So if somebody wants to paint their house, paint the brick, and you get a power washer, because I love power washers.
Yeah.
I just love a power washer in my hand, that power with the
they could be dangerous.
I don't care. I just love holding the power washer.
Mm-hmm. Save that for your concrete patio where you really get the PSI going, but for your house, just, I don't want to say a miss, but like low pressure.
Really?
That's all you need. Yeah, you don't need to go crazy with it.
So how long after you do a mist do you
give
the house?
If you got good weather, like, you could come back the next day. But if we're coming out of like several days of rain and you're power washing in the rain or the day after the rain, like, wait an extra day or two on that.
I think that's valuable information.
Absolutely. So if you're going to do something in March, just, they sell like moisture meters that are like $20. Your painter should have them. They should be checking the moisture of wood, especially if you're going to be deck staining or painting like something wood.
But a DIY.
DIY, just more the more time, the better. So you get a couple of good days of weather, just let things air out, and you're good to go after that.
All right. There you go. I did not know that.
Yeah.
So because a lot of our listeners just want to get it done.
Don't put your power washer at full blast on a zero nozzle 6 inches from your house. Bad.
No, you'll blow a hole right yep. through it.
I've done it before.
I bet you have.
It's fun, but it doesn't look good. 312, unless you're looking for holes in the side of your
house.
I've
cleaned up a lot of your messes.
I know you have. That's why I mentioned it. I mean, if you want a hole in the side of your wall, give me a call. I got a great power washer. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We are here to help you. Great text messages coming in we're going to get to. If our listeners want to reach out, what's the website?
Go to jclick.com. Find your nearest neighborhood JCLick store. There's 44 of them.
You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You and I should get a motorhome and just travel the country together. Just
there's a radio
me
show in it.
No radio show. Oh, just me and Joe Lord. Talking and holding
it'll
hands.
It'll be remote. We'll be on air.
Yeah.
It'll be awesome. The muskrat love here?
Don't worry about it. We got our own special theme song here. Stay in your lane.
Wow, Steve. You got to stay in your lane.
Yeah, Steve, stay in your lane, buddy. That's the song.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I could see us pulling into like a truck stop with that blaring out over the speakers, Joe. Going to get some Slim Jims.
I wouldn't
get
out of the car
and some for
the
Fritos,
motorhome.
A couple of churros or whatever those things are called.
Yeah, I wouldn't get out.
The rolling hot dogs.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't get out.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You heard David Haas. David Haas is in here, yes, last week from Miracle Method. He is having a contest for all WGN, for everybody listening. It doesn't have to be just WGN. This doesn't matter in the listening area. You can go to WGNradio.com/contests and register for a free step. It's a step transition into...
Remember, you made him bring it down
here. I know, I made him bring it down here.
To show it on the radio.
It was great.
How brilliant is that, Trace?
Right. It was a 6 foot long
transition. But you're right.
Transition.
So it's, they could put a notch in your tub so it's easy access. Instead of some older people, they want a shower, meaning a tub to shower conversion, which is expensive. This is, what did you say,
$1,500? It's an easy step. It's right. called Easy Step. It's about 2 or 3 inches off the ground. It takes yep. your side of your bathtub down to 2-3 inches, turns your bathtub into a shower.
He's done several for mega customers.
It's amazing. We're giving mm-hmm. away one to a lucky listener, so it might not be for you. It might be a friend, family, coworker, or neighbor that is having trouble getting into a bathtub. A bathtub remodel is 8 to 9 G's, Joe?
True. Tub to shower conversion is...
And you go to WGN Radio/... Is it WGN.com or WGN Radio? No, it's WGN Radio/contests on the internet. So go to WGN Radio/contests on the internet to register. Where I think we're picking a winner at the end of this month or sometime at the beginning of May. So go register. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Short tail signs of challenges that you need new windows. Fire it up, buddy. Go. Our listeners are dying to have new windows. They don't know what to
look
for.
Let them talk.
I know. Yeah. I'm trying to build
David.
Up.
Yeah, this is the spring. We have some warmer weather. Now is the time to take a walk around on the outside of the house, walk around on the inside of the house, and just do a quick inspection on your doors and windows. So as you're walking around the outside, if you have wood windows, you really want to look at, maybe bring a little screwdriver with you and just poke around at the wood. If the wood is soft, if it looks like there's possible rotting issues, this can be a major red flag warning sign. And your windows may be leaking and you don't even know it, and there could be moisture getting behind the walls. So probably the number one warning sign is to look for any kind of rot or soft, wet wood.
Joe, what do you see?
Well, it's funny, though, Justin, because so many customers call us, and they have vinyl windows that were replaced 5-8 years ago, but that doesn't mean the trim around their windows isn't continuing to rot, because that trim wasn't replaced when they replaced the windows.
Right. So as you walk around the inside of the house, you want to look below the window. Look for drips on the drywall. Those are those are the telltale signs that you have some leaking problems going on. So I would look below each of your windows, you know, look for those water spots. And if you have vinyl windows, okay, they're not rotting, but you probably have issues with the outside flashing. That's the way the window is connected into the wall. And all walls have, water gets behind brick, water gets behind vinyl siding. And if the window is not flashed properly, the water can run down behind the siding, hit the top of the window, and then enter inside the home.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the main warning signs you want to look for with regards to water problems. And if you see any of those types of signs, you want to get that addressed immediately.
What's the best number for our listeners who want to reach out?
800 next door.
Can you tell from a picture if they need window replacements or no?
Well, if you sent in pictures of signs of water damage on drywall, then sure. Or send us an outside picture with wood damage, then we could usually tell. As Joe mentioned, if you have vinyl windows, the windows might look like they're fine, but there could be water getting around behind your siding, you know, inside the wall, and that's harder to detect. Looking for cracked caulk is another sign you can look for on the outside as you're walking around. If you see cracks in the caulk or peeling caulk, those are all ways that water can be entering in there.
Joe, what are you seeing in terms of your clients calling you for windows when they are having challenges?
So, like I say, you know, it's usually a replacement window where the trim is not addressed, Justin, right? So you're going to call somebody like Mega or you to say, hey, something's wrong with my window. And actually, it's not the window. It's the wood and the flashing around the window. So we could troubleshoot it. The other problem is that 80% of them are wrapped in either aluminum trim or some kind of trim that can hide the rot. So that's the major issue we're seeing. And, of course, you still have old windows out there that are totally inefficient, and people want them upgraded. If I remember right, though, Justin, you normally do a full frame replacement. Is that correct?
There are two different methods for window replacement. One is called insert. That is where you would insert a new window inside of your old frame. Negatives there is, you know, you do have to make the window a little bit smaller because you're going to put it inside your old frame, so you lose some glass. And as Joel mentioned, if you have some leaking issues with your old frame and you insert a brand new window into that old leaking frame, that may not take care of the problem. The second method is the full frame method, where the frame would be taken down all the way to the studs. And that would be the probably the most sure method to have the window completely reflashed into the subwall, into your Tyvek, which is that wrap that's behind the siding, and tie that in and tape to that Tyvek. Trim then goes over the top of that, and you're gonna have a much better system to wash away any potential water.
Before we hit the break here, what's the price differential between vinyl, fiberglass, and wood? For everybody out there that's looking to replace windows?
There are a variety of manufacturers, so there's not one answer to that. In general, fiberglass windows are going to come in slightly more than vinyl. I see some with the same price, but maybe in that 5 to 15% range where you might pay the premium for fiberglass. But there are many benefits of fiberglass that maybe we could touch on later.
Yeah.
Such as the strength and stability of the window.
Phone number for listeners want to reach out to you before the break here.
1-800-NEXT-DOOR and 1-800-NEXT-DOOR.com.
All right, you're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Tracy, we're getting a ton of texts here. What's the name of the guy that's buying the car? So can you quickly say your name and the company and how they reach you? Because we're getting text messages of people wanting to sell their cars.
Joe Cotton Ford. It's 630-682-9200 or joecottonford.com.
So we're going to talk about that after the break because I'm thinking about getting a new car for my wife, and I wasn't going to do it. But if used cars are so doggone hot right now.
Let your wife get her own car. Are you to get your wife a car? Did you ever think of that?
God. Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM720. WGN, thanks for pointing that out. Yeah, exactly. We'll be back after these messages.
Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, J.C. Licht, Next Door and Window, Joe Cotton Ford, and Baird and Warner Realtor, Jill Van Riet. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We have breaking news. I just received notice from the sports department that there was a correction that needs to be made in the last sport report.
So right from Joe Brand.
Joe Brand, take it away.
Yeah, surprisingly enough, I make mistakes. That last clip I just played, Phil Humber's perfect game, happened 9 years and 3 days ago. It was not 9 years ago. I felt pretty dumb when the broadcaster said the date of April 21st. So I was misled, and I misled the people, and I apologize.
Joe, I'll tell you what. Get a box. Get all your stuff in a box. And get the hell out of here. God, 3 days. What a mistake.
That's fine. I'm taking the sandwich, though, too.
grab a sub from Shannon's on the way out in Lombard. Hell of a nice guy. All right. Well, thanks for clarifying that, Joe.
Thank you.
I'm sure you were going to get emails from people. What the hell is that Joe Brand talking about?
Did somebody call you out on that, Joe?
My heart sank when I heard the guy say April 21st, and I'm like, people are going to think I'm an idiot, or at least more dumb than normally.
Never.
No, Joe. We already know that, but hold on, Joe.
One count on Macy Bedrick. Runner
this
on.
This was coming.
The next pitch. Up and in, fouled back. Caught it. Right back here, caught it with one hand. Feel pretty proud of myself. I don't think anyone caught that on camera, though. First time in my life that's ever happened. Feel very cool. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, down in the dirt, toss over to first, will end the inning. So one hit, one runner left on, no runs, and one catch by the broadcaster. 1-0 Flames into the bottom of the third.
I'm already passed up. Did you see the cooler catch that was made on the internet?
I saw the cooler catch in his non-dominant hand. That's why it was cooler, Joe.
Well, he needed the whole thing. You have to play that part in a softballs in my...
whoa, easy, Joe. Soft falling ball towards my dominant hand.
That's what you said.
That is what I said. Soft falling ball towards my dominant hand.
That I can't correct. That's just etched into
soft falling ball towards my dominant hand.
I just can play that for the next 2.5 hours.
Towards my dominant hand.
I thought this was just your new ringtone.
It is. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for clarifying that, Joe. There are people who could be sleeping easy at night now, so...
Not me.
You're awesome. Mm-hmm. Take care. Joe takes pride in his sports guessing. 312-981-7200. Nice job, Joe. 312-981-7200. Nice young man starting out. Wants to be a big league broadcaster, so hopefully one day he'll get his break. Let's talk about cars. My wife, I made the mistake. I would like to buy my car, and everybody jumped on me. Well, rightly so, right? Why pass up an opportunity when the host puts his foot in his mouth? And Justin asked me a question. Justin, I thought it was a reasonable question. Your question was what?
What type of car is your lovely wife looking for?
I think the question, what type of car would I like my wife to get, which would be a nice Ford Explorer, which is a perfectly fine car, built for a family of five, two dogs, likes to carry stuff around. My wife would like to go for the higher end, right? Something built in a foreign country, right? Like in Germany, because that's just the way she rolls. So what would I like for my wife to buy? A Ford Explorer from Joe Cotton Ford.
Right.
What do I think is going to happen? I think we're going to go a little, a couple more Benjamins in there. Why not?
I think that's the wise choice, David.
Whatever my wife's going to want to drive, she's going to drive. So I'm going to be supportive 100%. 312-981-7200. So it got me thinking, I might have a nice car, an SUV ready to go. And are those cars are very valuable right now?
A car like that is red hot. He's got a 4-year-old.
It's a
foreign
Lexus
car.
LX,
yeah, it's got the big L.
LX 47, whatever it is.
It probably wasn't built in Chicago like the Explorer is.
100% right. No shot. It wasn't bought. That's very nicely played on 130th Street in Hegwisch, off of off the Calumet Expressway or whatever it's called, the Bishop Ford, I think it's called now, back in the day when I worked in the scrap industry right behind the Ford plant at 121st and 127th and Doty. I used to see the Ford plant every single day when I went to the yard. But these cars, the Ford Explorers, made in Chicago. Is the paint line still up and running? I remember when they built that paint line.
I got to get together with my good buddy Tony here and make sure that we have plenty of paint. But yes, the paint line is fine. It's just the chip shortage. They just don't have any chips. So they actually shut down until the week of May 4th right now.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So what's going on with this huge car shortage now?
So since no new cars are being built, I shouldn't say no, very few new cars are being built. Nobody's trading in their cars because there's no new cars to buy. So nobody's trading in their cars. So we've had a shortage of used cars on top of it. So if it's not bad enough that we don't have any new cars, we don't have any used cars either. So it makes it difficult to do business.
So how much more valuable is that car sitting in our listeners' garage, driveway, in front of their house, in the street, worth if they're just not, if they're not? Because let's face it, guys, a lot of our listeners are working from home. I took a train down to WGN about 2 weeks ago, all right? I pulled into the Northbrook Metro Station at like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. There were literally 15 cars in the parking lot. Back in the day, a year ago, you would not be able to find a spot if you pulled into the Northbrook lot after like 8 o'clock in the morning because every spot was taken. There's probably 500 spots. There were literally a handful of spots that were filled with cars. So people are not not using their vehicles as much as they did a year ago. So we're talking 12 months ago. Coupled with this chip shortage, how much more valuable is that car that's not being used right now if our listeners can get down to one car house?
I don't know if there's a percentage, a flat percentage you could just say is going on every vehicle across the board. This I can tell you. We had a customer in November of 19 that bought an Edge from us. A used Edge, but an Edge. They didn't drive it very much. They put about 6,000 miles on it in a year and a half. We're giving them back more than they paid for it a year and a half ago.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, good investment.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, buy cars, they're the greatest investment.
So it's typically once you drive the car off the lot, it loses the value right away. But now you're saying because of the shortage, if you bought a car within the past year, year and a half, your car might be worth more back to the dealer so they could get up and resell it.
Right. And then to take it a step further, too, there's a lot of people who are in a lease right now, and it's an extra vehicle for them, and they're thinking, you know what, I've got this lease. I got to finish paying it till the end. Bring it in. We've been buying a lot of leased vehicles because they're worth more now than what the banks projected for a residual or what it was going to be worth at the end of the lease. They're actually worth more now so we can get them out of their payments. And then they're down to one payment or no payments. Or
Chase, how much would you give me for that Escort that we just bought?
The EcoSport?
EcoSport. We just bought it 2 months ago or something.
Not even, yeah.
Are you going
to
give us more?
It was after you came back to the cold weather.
I'm going to sell back my EcoSport.
There you go.
Yeah, after his sabbatical in Mexico. Right?
I know.
What difference does that make? Why do you have to say that?
Because we like...
Chase, do you know what the cowboy said when he walked into the German car dealership?
No.
Audi, folks.
Okay, great. Nick from Orland Park has got a question. Go ahead.
Nothing to show for it.
Hey, Dave.
Nice one.
How you doing?
Good, Nick. What's going on, brother?
I got a question. My lease is up on my car at the end of this year. And I'm probably going to buy it outright. What's the best way of buying it outright? Financing through the dealer, getting a home equity loan, or, you know.
Nick?
I'm not sure.
Hang on, Nick.
Go to the dealer, typically the dealer is borrowing more money than you can borrow straight from your bank. So, and a lot of times your local dealer will deal with the same bank that you're going to borrow money from. So in indirect loans, which is the dealer borrowing the money, because they're borrowing $2-4 million a month, they're getting a much better rate than what you can get on your own. So a lot of times it's better, but it doesn't hurt to do your homework. Look on the internet and you can get a pretty good idea of what the going rates are and then talk to your dealer. But I think typically your local dealer can get you a better rate.
What's the going rate right?
You think I'll be able to talk them down on the price?
Unlikely. If you take a look on your contract, you have a residual value that was right on your contract when you leased the vehicle. That's the amount that they'll sell it to you for. The good part is it's probably worth a lot more than what that residual value is because when they set up that lease, they didn't realize we were going to have a shortage of cars like we have.
So how much do you owe on your car, Nick, to buy out your lease?
Probably about 18.
18 G's?
Yeah.
How much you own your house?
Nothing.
All right. You have a HELOC. Wait, no, hang on.
I see what you got in your wallet.
Do you have a HELOC, a home equity line of credit against it, or no?
No, I don't.
All right. You could get a home equity line of credit. Well, hang on. No, this is it's math, right? Yeah. You got good credit? You have good credit?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So how much is your house worth? Two, three, four? And what's it worth?
Probably about three.
All right. So you take out a line of credit up to 80% of the value of your home. You pull out 240, which you should have anyway, on your home that's paid off, right? Not having a line of credit on a paid-off home is just silly, okay? So you need to have a line of credit for emergency reasons, so it's there when you didn't think you need it, okay? So you could borrow the money probably around 3.5%, 4% now,
mm-hmm.
Okay? So what type of car do you have?
It's an 18 GMC Terrain.
All right, AMC, 18 GMC Terrain. How many miles on it?
35.
Ballpark value on something like that.
There's a lot of models.
Is it more than 18,000?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, it's probably 22,000 now.
Okay, so it's simple math. So you go. I'll hook you up with a buddy of mine that'll take out a line of credit against your house. You could pay the lease out for 18 G's, right? Okay, follow where I'm going with this, Nick?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you pay it off for 18 G's. You bring it into Tracy. He'll give you a quote. You shop it around. And if you could sell it more for 18 G's, you take the money from the dealership, and you pay off the home equity loan, line of credit.
Oh, okay,
make sense.
If you want to keep the car though, you're going to have to pay for it and keep driving it. If you bring it to me, you're not going to have a car to drive.
Well, that's a whole nother. That's his.
Oh,
problem.
Okay. Oh, that's your problem. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's Nick's problem. I'm just
assuming he doesn't want another car. Right?
So, just to be clear here, everybody, just bring your cars to me. I'll buy them out. David doesn't care if you drive.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying. You know, maybe he could take the extra 4 or 5 G's he's making to take it, put it down on another car, or maybe he doesn't need a car, and then he could figure that out. I mean, it's simple math, though. That might be the cheapest and quickest way to get out. Then he's got a line of credit as a backup. Are you going to buy it out for him for less than 4%?
The lease?
That's what I'm not sure. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it depends on credit, but you said your credit was excellent. So, yeah. Certainly. They're in the mid to upper threes right now.
Okay. Well, there you go. You got to make a decision which way you want to go.
Yeah, and then but with the HELOC, you're also looking at maybe a tax.
Not anymore. They took that fun away from us a couple of years ago, so you can't write off.
Well, then you have to get a first mortgage.
Well, that's not for 18 grand.
No,
right? You know, this isn't.
Thank
19.
You, gentlemen. I really appreciate it.
All right, Nick,
you're getting call. Bored with the whole conversation, aren't you?
Nick? Nick, I'm out of here. Right? Hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product 312-981-7200. We have a hearing sight impaired listener by the name of Marie from Elm Grove, Wisconsin, that we're going to answer your question after the break here, Marie. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. If our listeners want to reach out to you to talk to them, to talk to you about their used car that they might not need anymore, what number?
They call us at 630-682-9200 or at joecottonford.com.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Phone lines are open, 312-981-7200 to MegaPros. Call, text, and photo line. We have the first responder spotlight with Police Chief Newton from the Lombard Police Department coming up at the top of the hour. We have subs from Shannon's in downtown Lombard, which I stopped by yesterday. They're delicious. I'm going to have another one today. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
For experienced homeowners who need that little extra help that didn't need it maybe 5-6 years ago, having trouble getting up the stairs, having trouble getting around corners, having trouble going to the bathroom, a lot of these things you don't think about now. I'm 54, peak shape, as you can tell.
Exactly. You know it. Wait, what did you say?
I'm in shape.
Rounds
no,
of
you
shape.
Are, you are, you are.
Yeah, rounds of shape.
Well rounded.
Thanks, yeah. Thanks,
you're
Tracy.
Solid like a round.
Let's turn
you're
Tracy.
You're built for tough.
Yeah, let's turn Tracy's mic off. For that
you're built for tough.
I'm built for tough. Right? I'm an 850.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. If they did build an 8, do they build an F-850?
Yeah, they're going to name it the Hochberger.
No, they make an F-650 and an F-750.
You see?
No 850.
See?
Next model.
It's the next model, the Hochberg.
Get up to the 850.
Well, you've heard of the Hindenburg. This will be the Hochberg.
Hochberg.
Let's not talk about a perfectly good aircraft that blew up. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 981-720. What could possibly happen when you put hydrogen in a blimp and carry people?
I'll tell you. There's a video on it.
Yeah. and light a cigarette.
And light a cigarette. 312-981-7200. WGNDavid.com is where you can find all of our contact information, videos of past shows. You can follow us on Facebook right now at WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago. How many eyes we got on there?
None right now.
Okay, so thanks
nine.
For
perfect.
All nine.
Nine. So thanks for all the support. It's better than none. 312-981-7200. Kentucky Derby airs right here on WGN May 1st, 4 to 6:30 p.m. And the Indianapolis 500 will be on this fine radio station May 23rd from 12:30 to 2:30 in the afternoon. Very excited about that. Marie, 15 before the break. Okay. All right, we're live on the radio right now.
So how did we
take it easy?
Did we offend somebody? Why did they all go away?
Well, because you know, it's the ebb and flow. They don't want to see green screens during the break. Marie in Elm Grove, Wisconsin. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Great. You said it says here that you're visually impaired. Is that correct?
Exactly. Mm. Yeah.
All right. And you're looking
legally blind, and if need a new washer and dryer, and I wondered if you knew if they sold washer and dryers for visually impaired where you're not using buttons and the whole thing. Is there washers and dryers?
You know what, Marie? We do a lot of laundry rooms, and we always use ABT for our appliance purchases. If anybody knows, they know.
Hey, Marie, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to hook you up with Steve Shapiro at ABT, okay? And he will help you find the washer and dryer and any appliance in your home that is best for your medical challenge that you're having. Okay. And any listener out there that's having any type of medical challenge, some have hearing, some have seeing, some have smell. I mean, there's all different types of appliances. It's amazing. I love ABT. It's like going into a candy store for me.
And if anybody had it, they would be the ones that do
and
it.
And even if they didn't have it, they'd get it for you. Okay, right. Marie?
Okay, that'd be great. I enjoy your show. You entertain me on Saturday mornings.
See, David, I told you somebody liked the show.
You know this isn't... You know Lou Manfredini went off the R10, right?
I listen to him all the time also.
Who's better? Who do you like better?
Who do you like better? No pressure.
I have to say your show, just because I'm more entertained...
Uh-huh, and, that's what I thought.
Know, but I do like his show also.
I, to be honest with you, I like Lou's shows better. So so hang on, Marie. We're gonna take care of you. I'm going to hook you up with Steve Shapiro and the fine people at ABT. They're phenomenal. They're absolutely tremendous, and
they will take care
of you.
Have a good day and stay well.
Okay, you too, my friend, Marie. And hang tight. We're going to get your information and send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. DJ. You have a question about selling your used car.
I do. Thank you. Yes, I have a used car. I don't need to buy a new car. So where do you go to sell your used car?
You can bring it right to us. You can give us a call. We'll come and pick it up for you if you want. We'll come in to your house and look at it and give you a price first if you'd like, or just bring it right over to us. We're in Carroll Stream, right on Gary Avenue and North Avenue.
How's that, DJ? Okay.
Oh, my gosh, that's fantastic. And it drives just fine, so we can drive it right to you.
Beautiful. Fantastic. I'll be there after 2.
And Tracy will drive you home if you need a ride home. All right, no problem. Right, Tracy?
Or David's new Uber service called Goober.
Yeah, Goober. Whatever you need, Tracy. We'll get you back and forth, DJ. Hang tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. We're going to hit a quick break here. 312-981-7200. We're going to open the phones up. We're going to have a little round table here about taking care of your home, which I think is really important after this winter that we did. Well, Joe, you wouldn't know anything about it because you were...
No, but it's always good to take care of your home.
I know it is. But,
I'm just saying.
But I was going to say, you were on sabbatical. Why
are you talking about that?
Because you didn't experience everything that we all experienced while you were down.
That's true. A lot of things that you've experienced, I have never even thought of.
You should branch out.
Keep going, David. Enter
a whole other world. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We're just talking about but all the listeners and viewers up to 14 now, Joe. We're about...
That's not a lot.
We're 36 light.
Here, but nice. All right, Jeff Chassie just texted me, and he said, we're really funny.
Who's Jeff Chassie?
Oh, good friend. Oh, and good. He's actually very funny himself.
I was going to say, it would be better if he wasn't funny, because we're making a guy that's not funny.
No, he is super funny.
All right. We have any people that aren't, any friends that aren't funny that think our show's funny? Because it would mean a lot more, right?
No, because they probably wouldn't even have a sense of humor.
312-981-7200. Mary in Elmwood Park, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
Thanks for listening. How can we help you?
We have radiant heat in our family room, and it has sprung a leak. It was put in probably when the house was built in the 60s, and I'm hearing conflicting stories as to whether it should be repaired or if, in fact, the copper pipe that was used at that time isn't actually compatible after a certain period of time with concrete. And that's why now they use plastic piping when they're putting it in.
Yeah, so meaning it's...
Either repairing it or put radiant or put baseboard heat in or...
So here, Mary, there's no doubt it's an older system, and it has to be looked at. And to make those determinations, I would say Dykstra is perfect for it.
Is it Dykstra or Steve Suarez? Is it a plumbing problem or a heating? It's probably heating and air conditioning.
It's definitely a boiler problem.
Right. Oh, so right. It's Dykstra.
So it's Dykstra.
All right, so hang on. We'll get you Dykstra's number here. Dykstra's number, please. And we will give that to you over the phone here, but over the radio.
It's an interesting question. Maybe Rich can call in. Would you pass
it's 1-800-421-0. I'm listening to Ashley. Give me 3221. Give me Dykstra's number. 1-800-421-3221. And we will have Rich Dykstra. We're going to text him your name and number, Mary, and have him reach out to you right now, okay?
Sure, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, my friend, we're going
to
send you a Mr. Floor cleaning
product. But I would like to know the answer to that question.
All right, well, Dykstra, Rich, call in the show. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We were talking about painting brick. It's hot right now.
Yeah.
Why?
Just because all those McMansions from the 90s were just all brick, and it's just overwhelmingly with brick. And then all these new designs are, you know, colors and then bold accents on the windows or a trim or something like that. And, it's just flying off the shelves.
Are you seeing that, too?
Tony, people are eliminating the fireplace use and making them, like, masterpieces.
Yeah, I did it myself.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I did. It just makes the whole family room pop.
Yeah.
So they're knocking down the stones from the 60s?
Meaning it doesn't matter. Sometimes they are getting rid of the actual chimneys and just making them. It's a beautiful place to put candles and that kind of thing. You decorate it and... It works.
Is it a special type of paint that you have to do? Now we're talking inside and outside.
Inside and outside right now, brick painting is enormous.
Really?
Yeah, we sell this a specialty product at J.C. Licht, and this company does a great job online on Pinterest. It's called RomaBio, and I'm biased because it comes from Italy, and it's an outstanding product, but it's a little bit different than paint and has a unique look to it because it's a mineral oil. So a lot of people, if you're out there wondering about this stuff, check out RomaBio on J.C. Licht or check out their Pinterest, and you can get plenty of different ideas. But painting brick is possible. A lot of people are doing it now.
Does it take more paint to paint brick because it's so it absorbs?
Yeah, it's porous. It's definitely porous. So there's certain steps you have to do. And usually if you go the traditional way of painting, you got to use a specialty primer that allows for that moisture vapor and brick, which is always present, to pass through the paint. So you always go one coat of primer and then usually two top coats with traditional paints.
I don't have the patience for that, Joe.
We highly recommend you hire a painter.
Yes, I don't have
Tone,
no patience.
You mentioned that the Italian product is an oil.
No, it's a mineral oil. So it's an acrylic vehicle, meaning you clean it up with soap and water, but the actual makeup of it,
but it is a paint.
Is a mineral oil, meaning that after it cures, it penetrates into the brick and it actually becomes part of the brick.
So
you're not going to get any freeze thaw problems or chipping or peeling like you would with traditional paint systems.
How long does that last?
It'll last for forever.
Really?
Yeah, they do a lime wash as well, and then they do a masonry flat as well. So there's two different products you go to. But check it out. Yeah, J.C. Licht through RomaBio is the product.
And you have painters that you could send out.
We have plenty of guys that do this. It's becoming extremely popular.
You ever hear of that? Roma Bio?
Roma Bio. Yeah. I just did
it. It's so great to have a paint guy on the show. Yeah. You have no idea.
I'm going to come out with my online Roma Mio to compete with Roma Bio.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah.
It's a winner. Totally.
It's going to be a sandwich shop.
I said go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. Hi, Helen. How are you?
Oh, fine. Thank you. I'm interested in that floor cleaning product you have. I always use the vinegar and water, but
another one.
It's an epidemic.
How long have you been using oil and water of oil and vinegar? It's delicious.
That's good for an
vinegar
salad.
And water.
Right. How long have you been cleaning your wood floors with vinegar and water?
A long time.
Okay. Are you seeing the damage?
Well, I have nothing to compare them with, you know.
Right.
One of the things I learned, Helen.
I have wood floors all over my whole house, so I am going to change now. I've got to.
All right, Joe.
But you probably maintain. Do you ever wax your floors?
No.
Okay.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product for you to sample. You could buy, our listeners could go to mrfloor.com, enter in promo code WGN, and get a discount on your first order. So how's that, Helen? For calling in to ask what the code was, we're going to send you a free sample. So take that.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Do you put it on with a mop?
You just spray it right on, and you get a microfiber mop, and you get one of those microfiber heads on the end of the mop, and you just wipe it up, and it's unbelievable, and then you just throw the microfiber mop in the washer and dryer, and you clean it and use it over and over and over again.
Oh, my. So it's Mr. Floor, and then the promo is
WGN.
WGN.
Right, or you could put David Hochberg and get no promo, but it'd be cool to see my name in the promo.
Okay, David.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Much. Just type in WGN, and you'll be good to go.
WGN.
All right, Helen?
WGN. Okay, and how do I get the sample?
You're going to hang on, and Ashley's going to pick you up, get your information, and we're going to take care. How's that?
Thank you so much.
It's like a whole system we got going.
Yeah, we got a whole production line here. It's like making Fords, right, without chips. All right, hang on. Helen. You're awesome.
You.
And thanks for listening. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break here. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Have I mentioned that the Kentucky Derby is going to come up here on WGN on May 1st from 4 to 6:30? And the Indy 500 on May 23rd from 12:30 to 2:30. We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Do you remember when it first started? We're Chicago.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I don't know if I would have ever thought that I would thoroughly enjoy a mortgage and fixer on the house. Yes. I filled in for you a couple times. It's so much fun.
They love when you co-host.
Oh, well.
Because they use you like a pinata, and they beat the living bejesus out of you.
They do.
And you start firing back at it, which is
it.
Awesome.
Yeah. When they found out I was using my garbage disposal for chicken bones, that set them off for until the end of time.
Well, John Williams said it best earlier in the week. He's like, David Hochberg's got something going on there at 10 until 1. We really don't know what it is, but it's a pretty good show.
Laugh and learn.
Laugh and learn.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I want to take this moment to make sure Joe Brand doesn't have any other corrections he wants to make to his sports report at the bottom of the hour. Joe, anything you want to clean up? Are we all caught up?
No, we're all good. I'm writing an incorrect sportscast as we speak, so I can, correct it after I do something wrong.
Okay, we're looking forward to it.
A soft falling ball towards my dominant hand.
Have a nice day. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Justin, we've replaced almost all our windows in the last year, but one of those that is still original is now showing signs of rot, which is not good. Most places won't even quote for just one window. One of the big box stores quoted $3,000 for one window. The rest of our home is Anderson Wood windows with exterior vinyl clad, removable grills, blah, blah, blah. Does $3,000 for one window sound reasonable? It's double hung, 40 inches wide by 70 inches high. 3 G's. Is that the going rate of a window that high?
It could be for an Anderson window, which with a wood window, Of that size, you also have to get tempered glass, which is an upgrade. If you have some sort of grill work in there, these are all add-ons that could cause the price to get up in that range. It's probably at the higher end of the range, but for one window, you know, it's very possible. We would recommend get two more quotes if you can, and you know, go to a reputable company and get the best price. But
will you do just one window?
We will do just one window, yes.
And will they have more fun with you than working with a big box store?
We will promise to have fun and offer a stress-free experience all the way through.
You're a locally owned, family owned, privately owned business that hires locally owned individuals, not a big box store that goes to a major megalopolis corporation that doesn't give two beans about you. You're a locally owned local kid doing good in the hood.
We are. We're locally owned, and we have three locations, too. We have one in Arlington Heights, one in Naperville, and one in Burr Ridge.
How many people do you employ?
We have about 65 employees.
Okay.
And we come out to you as well, of course. You can visit one of our stores, but we're happy to come out, take a look to see what you have.
I think that's important, Joe.
I think it's important, and I also think that to get one window done, I really like ask everybody to understand that you're carrying the full burden of getting there and ordering it and everything else on one window. So when you say $3,000, is that possible for one window? Yes. But not saying all windows should, like if you did a whole window job, chances are it's not going to be $3,000 a window.
Probably not. There is a large setup cost to get the crews out there, get the measure team out there for one window. It's always better to buy more.
Mm-hmm. Register to win an easy step. Go to WGNradio.com/contest. The easy step is from Miracle Method. We are giving away a free easy step. It might not be for you, but it could be for your friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors. You just go to WGNradio.com/contests. Pictures of the easy step are on that webpage when you go to WGNradio.com/contest. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, 219. Is there an upgrade for the Robabino or Rico Benny's, which makes a delicious breaded steak sandwich, by the way? Mm. Forget about it. Forget about it. It's unbelievable with the sauce and the cheese and you're hot. You got to cut it in half because it's too big to hold because you get it all over yourself. But it's not the Rico Benny steak sandwich. It's the Robabino.
Romabio.
And there is an upgrade for something like that.
Oh, a little bit. I think it all, in the long run, it kind of all washes out because with Romabio, you're usually doing just two coats. And with a traditional paint system, you got to do the primer. And then depending on your color, maybe two top coats. So you're saving a step, but you're paying more for the material.
Clean the brick.
Yeah, get it clean, clean, dry, and dull. Actually, with the Romabio material, you kind of want to water it down a little bit just so it absorbs into the brick on the first coat. And then your second coat is usually a full.
A lot of people don't know this. That was my CB handle, clean, dry, and dull. So if you, Joe, you didn't know that. I work the big rigs.
It's starting to make sense, though.
Not the small stuff, the big rigs.
I get it.
So I digress, just because I like driving big rigs. But if you power wash a house down, if you're doing brick, is it a light spray, or are you getting in there and blasting the crap out of it?
Well, if you got a lot of shading and stuff like that, you're probably going to have a little bit of mildew out there, so you got to use a detergent to get that off, so you might need a little bit more pressure. But again, the more pressure you use and the
it's
elements...
It's going to eat away at the brick.
Just wait an extra day.
Well, if you just give it a moisture level.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you're spraying down a house, give it at least 48 hours to let it dry because the brick is more porous than...
It could be. If you're doing it in the dead of summer, just a day is fine.
Day is fine.
And the Romabio actually blends with the moisture.
Okay.
So Romabio, it's okay putting it on when it's wet?
No, you have to. It's a dry substrate, and then you basically just kind of hose it down to open up the pores on the brick, and then you put your first coat on.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And it's a do-it-yourself project?
You could, yeah. Check out Romabio. Check out their Pinterest page. I mean, they show all this. It's pretty easy to use.
Well, it actually sounds easy because you don't have all that prime and prep.
The biggest challenge is it comes, it's almost like a concentrate, so you add water to it to get it to thin down to penetrate better. So just follow the directions. It's pretty easy.
You should do a video of me doing that.
No, I was thinking me.
Yeah, we could do it. Absolutely.
Do it. Well, you could have it both.
No, it would be like Ray Rayner, Goofus and Gallant or whatever.
This exactly. We'll set you two up. Yeah. And say, hey, have
one
at
screen
it.
Has Hochberg with, like, he's doing his and I'm doing mine.
Right.
It'll be awesome.
That'll be great.
All right.
All right. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago at AM 720. We have the first responder spotlight coming up. Chief Newton from the Lombard Police Department. We've created a little competition between police chiefs now, right? Because now all the police chiefs are dying to get on the show. And now they're like being critical of prior chiefs. Oh, that police chief. He's horrible. I can do a better job. He doesn't know how to talk on the radio. So I got Chief Newton here, who's like a hot shot. He's coming up because he's better than everybody else, so he says. So we're going to check it out. We got subs from Shannon. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, J.C. Licht, Next Door and Window, Joe Cotton Ford, and Baird and Warner Realtor, Jill Van Riet. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, WGNDavid.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. WGN, we are proud to do, as we do every Saturday at noon, the First Responder Spotlight. And this weekend, we are spotlighting and recognizing Police Chief Roy Newton, Deputy Chiefs Tom Worsing, and Joe Grage. I don't know. Joe.
Why would you look at me?
I don't know.
Not
because
sure.
Your name is Joe. I thought you know everybody's last name that with the first name of Joe.
I think there's too many Joes out there.
As well as the 88 police officers and 15 civilian support staff of the Lombard Police Department, Team Hochberg purchased lunch from a great place in downtown Lombard right off the train station by the name of Shannon's Deli, which is owned by a guy that looks like Wonder. Remember that comedian Wonder Dave?
No.
Or Super Dave, he got dressed up.
Oh, yeah, Super Dave.
Super Dave, this guy resembles Super Dave by the name of Paul Shannon. That's kind of a stretch for a name of a restaurant, right? Shannon's Deli, and the guy's name's Paul Shannon. How ironic is that?
Did you think when they said Super Dave, they were always talking about you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they should be, because I look great in a white one piece. So I went out and picked up the food yesterday and met a couple of my guys out there for lunch, and had a great meal, great, great, great local joint right in downtown Lombard. And listen, you could get a sub anywhere. You know what I mean? You got the Subways, you got all these different Portillo's, not Portillo's, you got Potbelly's. But there's always a local sub shop, right? And the local sub shop's owned by a local guy or gal or family that lives in the community, that supports the community. And we're talking about a submarine sandwich here, right? Right. We're not talking about gold bouillons, for God's sake. We're talking about a sandwich. And the food's delicious, and the guy's a local guy. And just support your local guy. I've met a ton of these local family-owned restaurants while we've been doing this over the past 4 months, as well as police chiefs and fire chiefs and doctors who are keeping us safe. And, you know, it's good to support the local family-owned businesses if you can, and buy some food for your local first responders. Like Chief Roy Newton. How are you, Chief?
Hey, David. I'm great. Thanks for having me on. I was wondering if I get the raining men song if it helps.
Well, I don't know. We got to hear you. So you go, if you take it off a speaker and pick up the headset, that would be even better. You see, here's a guy, Mr. Hotshot Chief of Lombard. Right, he's like, yeah, my buddy Chief Flint was on there. What are you having him on there? We went to the same communication class, public communication class, and he came in last and I came in first. Why are you having him on and not me? And I'm just saying, all right, hot shot, here's your shot. And right out of the box, we can't even hear what he's saying. So what's going on there, Chief?
God.
What's going on there, Chief? Come on.
How about now?
That's better. All right, that's better.
Okay. All right, I apologize. I knew that would happen, though.
Well, I'm glad you didn't rectify it before it happened. That's great. I knew you were going to go into problem, and you just plowed right through it. That's good, Chief. Way to go.
Put David in handcuffs, though, yeah, and he'll be a lot nicer to you.
Glad to see the Lombard Police Department's in such great hands over here. Yeah, I know it's going to be a problem. I'm not going to fix it. We're just going to continue to do it. So, Chief.
No. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be considered. I did ask Chief Flint
you know, how he rated to get on, and he said, well, he's done like five mortgages with you, so I understood that then.
you're five behind the eight ball, Chief. Got to catch up here. but hang on. I just want to give a couple of stats here. Lombard established in 1869. Mayor Keith Glagnario. I'm sure I butchered that.
Yeah,
Glagnario. Whatever his name is, Keith. Spanning DuPage County, population 303, according to the 2019 census. Surrounding towns, Villa Park, Glen Ellen, Addison, Oak Brook. Since 1930, Lombard was host of the annual Lilac Festival and Parade. It must get pretty crazy down there during that parade in May. You have to bring on extra force there, Chief, for that?
Yeah, the parade is really our key thing every year. We line Main Street for about a 2.5 mile stretch. Thousands of people. It's really the staple of the community. And unfortunately, over the last 2 years, it's now canceled. But we're hoping that this September we can have it go off. But yes, it's about a 2.5 hour parade with 120. So events and floats and bands, and it is quite the day. It brings out the entire community, and it's great.
There's a lilac queen, Joe. There's a lilac queen coronation in her court. Many of the lilac-themed events take place, including formal ball, concert, wine and beer tasting in the park, a Mother's Day brunch, an arts and crafts fair, and tours of the park. The grand finale is Lombard's Lilac Festival Parade.
I like lilacs.
Lombard, not so much.
You like lilac queens.
No, I like Lombard. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know this, Chief. I was the homecoming king at Northern Illinois University in 1987, which qualifies me to be lilac king in Lombard in 2022. You think you can pull some strings there, buddy?
Okay, yeah. We'll have to try and work that out.
Lombard, born and raised here.
Oh, here. We got.
No kidding.
It's a powerhouse institution of paint people. numerous people in the industry come out of Lombard.
I myself, born Lombard, grade school, high school, and got on the job when I was 20 as a civilian and worked my way up. So very proud to be in Lombard, serve Lombard. And just continue to help be the great community that it is.
Yeah, Mike Houston, our roofer from Lindholm, just texted me. Lombard's my hometown as well.
So, yeah, that's awesome.
So there you go. And there's somebody on the force. I got a question for you. It's not supposed to be a trick question for you, but I'm supposed to ask where the village of North Glen Ellen is. Can you point?
Oh my God.
He figured it out.
Well, that's from my, my team knows where that is, and I think Chief Flint and Glendale Heights might have had a hand in that. It's just one singular resident which is me, that likes to say that he lives in North Glen Ellen.
Yeah.
It does show up on a map, it's just one of those things that I say for comedic value.
Yeah, one of your officers, Officer Clunk, who's an avid listener, yeah. I think will be working night shift for the next 6 months because of that, which I'm perfectly fine with. But tell us a little bit about Shannon's in downtown Lombard that we're enjoying the fine sandwiches from. The owner, hopefully, is listening right now. Paul Shannon was just too busy to come down, and I'm very happy he's too busy to come down. You want to put a shout-out for them and why you selected them?
Yeah, just a great partner with us in town, always very happy to serve us. And whenever we need, we have maybe a big case or something, or we take care of the guys and buy him lunch, he's always ready and able to get a bunch of sandwiches made for us. It's a great little location. He actually started out as just a small little butcher stop on the corner near the train station, and then over the years he's expanded into a full deli and restaurant, and just very nice people. And we selected them just because he helped us with our meals previously, and he's just a nice small business in our downtown. So it's great to be able to have them help us and be recognized by you as well.
And who do you and who are you nominating to be the next police force and the next police chief up under the spotlight?
Oh, that'd be my many colleagues here in DuPage County, but that would be Chief Frank Giammarese with the Bloomingdale Police Department. Great guy, great department, and I know that he'll represent the department well.
All right, will you tell him how not to start an interview on the radio like you did?
I had a joke planned and everything, and just now that was even...
What's the joke?
What's the joke?
We got to hear the joke.
Yeah, I mean, we're waiting here for...
I thought my introduction song would be the Raining Men song that you often play.
Why?
What's funny about that?
Yeah, what's funny about that, Chief?
You always play it to Mega, and I thought I would just hijack.
You want to tell us something? You want to come out with something, Chief? You want?
No. See, and then I knew you would go down this road.
You try to tell the five people. It's nothing wrong with that, Chief. Fine.
Stop.
Fine. Hold on, Chief.
Why did you want that, Chief?
Yeah, it's one of the greatest songs of all time.
Yeah.
Have you had enough, Chief?
And then I used the I have used the COVID ant joke, antibody joke. I used that a couple of times.
Have you had enough of the Raining Men, Chief? Are you done with that? Are you okay with it?
Yes.
All right, hang on one more time. All right, we just got to give you one to leave with. All right, buddy, listen, thank you for what you do, what your men and women of the force does. Thanks for hooking us up with Shannon. Shannon's Deli and Lombard, owned by Paul, he's a good dude, was out there yesterday, picked up the food, solid guy, and you kind of did an A-minus job. I still think Chief Flint kicked your butt, but you know, you had a rough beginning, but the ending was strong, Chief Joe, right?
No, not really, because that joke, I didn't even understand it.
No, I appreciate it. We all do. Our first responders, always appreciate being recognized, but we would do nothing else if we started all over again. We'd do the same thing, and you and your team just very, very generous and just so appreciative of your recognition. So thank you.
All right, buddy. You guys be safe, and thanks for everything that you do and the men and women of the Lombard Police Department and all the other first responders and doctors and everybody that takes care of us and keeps us safe and healthy every single day. So thanks what you do, Chief Newton. Appreciate it. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Sail across the stormy sea.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Now you got the hottest market under the sun, and now you're not ready to move.
I'm like, do you have food in your mouth?
Yeah.
How the heck? That's impossible. But I'm looking at the side of your face, and you're like a chipmunk. I'm like, how is he talking he's got a mouthful, faceful,
I'm
I might
a professional,
add, of food?
I'm a part-time professional broadcaster. But I got three pitas in my mouth underneath my tongue like chew, and you can't tell the difference
it's
until
amazing.
You said it.
Right. It's like you're a ventriloquist.
It's not impacting my speech at all, and I'm enjoying the taste of the pita as I'm talking to you while you're trying to rip me on the radio.
That's
it's not
weird.
Working.
Let's call John Williams and see if he ever eats a sandwich.
John Williams got better things to do than to listen to the show.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. I told John that he was part of a rejoin. He's like, to what? Our show, Saturday. We're here at 10 to what? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 214. Hello, listening to David Hochberg's show. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago. Thank you. Who's the window company on the show today? They were talking about replacing windows, but I didn't catch the name of the company. Thank you, Justin.
Next Door and Window.
Phone number.
You can find us at 1-800-NEXT-DOOR or 1-800-NEXT-DOOR.com. Victoria's in the office today. She's waiting for your calls, and we have a whole team of 65 team members that are here to help you.
312, David, could your window man replace just the lower three windows on a larger window? This is from Andrew. Andrew sent a picture on the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. It's how big would those windows be? 12 to 8 inches tall by 30 inches wide, something?
They look like about that size. And it looks like the picture's cut off, but there's some probably pretty large windows above that. So I think
why would you only replace the bottom and not the top on something like that?
The bottom ones are probably, I'm guessing, we'd have to ask the caller, the texter. I would think they're probably rotting or there's some issue that's evident on the lower windows. And we always recommend just taking out all six and replace them because they are all connected. They're all stapled together.
Will it look goofy?
Yeah, you could potentially do that insert type installation where you just take the bottom three, leave all the frames in there, and you insert three lower windows. But then when you look at the hole, it will look different. Those bottom three, you'll be able to tell that those were replaced.
So your glass area will be smaller?
It won't be symmetrical as you look at the whole unit if you just replace those lower three. It could be done.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly, so
visually, it might be visually challenging.
Visually challenging, and we'd be happy to come out and take a look at that. It would be easier to determine the best solution if we could look at it.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 630, this is for you, Tracy. I own a fleet of trucks and have them serviced. The service guy that I normally go to is not open due to a family health sickness. I guess there's some sickness going on. How heavy of a truck can Tracy lift at Joe Cotton Ford?
So we can lift up to 52,000 pounds. It can be up to 36 feet long. So pretty much anything that's F-750 and under, even non-Ford vehicles, the International 47, 4900, we can lift those. So pretty much anything you have, we should be able to lift if it's in that line.
Well, there's a market for you, right?
Absolutely.
I didn't even think of that 630 with this COVID and health challenges, that some garages are shut down and the workers that own companies, the men and women that own the companies, still have to have their truck serviced. And if your garage isn't open, you've got men and women working seven days a week?
6 days a week. We're open.
6 days a week?
Yeah, the state shuts us down on Sundays, but we are open 6 days a week. And we do have people that we sell a lot of parts to that send business to us when they are closed down like that. So it's common.
When do you think they're going to have the Hochberg F-850?
They're trying to find enough hydrogen for it, and as soon as they can track that down.
Why hydrogen?
Oh, no, you're not going to run that on a hydrogen. I'll tell you right now.
What are they going to run it on?
Probably burritos or some other snack.
I thought it would be like some bull excrement. I thought that's where you were going with that. I thought you were thinking of methane.
I didn't think I could say excrement.
Well, excrement, you could say bull excrement. You can't say the other word, but you could say if you could get it out of your mouth.
Exactly.
Excrement. Three syllables. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. But so if an International Harvester comes in,
yes,
or a Mack truck or a GMAC, big internet, whatever the GMAC trucks are, you can handle that. Fords.
Absolutely.
All different types of trucks. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter the brand. We can't do warranty work for non-Ford vehicles, but we can do any other repairs for them.
You'll get that sumbitch up in the air and you'll get underneath it is basically what it is. And you can order any parts and your team is qualified and trained to fix any truck.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. If our listeners that own trucks, that's a great text from 630, wants to get a hold of you to fix their trucks and to service their fleet, what number?
They call me at 630-682-9200 or at joecottonford.com.
All right. We're starting something new. Then we're going to hit a break, Jake. We're doing videos after the show of mortgage-related questions. I don't like taking mortgage-related questions on the air. I'd rather put the spotlight on the guests that are in here, painting cars and trucks, windows, home improvements, all the other sponsors. But what we're doing is we're doing videos after the show that we're posting on WGNDavid.com. So if you have any questions, real estate questions, we're going to give something out after the next, our legal department clears it. There's got to be 1,700 rules that we have to clear, so we're still working through that. But if you have questions about homes or credit, about buying or selling, we're making videos after the show and posting them. Go to WGNDavid.com, which is the show's webpage, and send us your questions. And if you get a video made of your question, we're going to send you something once the legal department clears whatever that is, because we have to set up rules and all the other
maybe
stuff.
Maybe a mega hoodie or something.
Maybe it could be a mega hoodie. That'll be one of the prizes that we give out. If we select your question to answer during the video, it could be a mega hoodie. Sure, why not? 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. You could watch us as well on Facebook, WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago. Comment, like, and share is what my 20-year-old knuckleheads over there are telling me is good for us. Because, Joe, we're in our 50s. We don't understand this crap. So go to WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago. Like us, share us, and comment about us, good or bad. We love negative comments. It gets us going. 312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago, and AM 720, WGN.
Well, I'll have you
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Sally, thanks for hanging out for so long.
Oh, no problem. First of all, before I ask my question, I have to tell you, I love your sarcasm and all the fun you guys have with each other.
I don't know what she's talking about.
There you go.
We got a 3-hour real estate show. If you don't have fun, you're driving into railroad embankments, and then you're suing WGN. For love of God, lighten up, folks.
Lighten up, Francis.
When I have you on Saturdays, I'm not only learning, I'm laughing. So thank you.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the caller that came up with the slogan of the show, Joe.
Not really. I came up with the slogan, but...
All right, that's a listener who stole the slogan of the show from you.
No, but all right, but you got to give credit. You have to start giving credit. So it's supposed to be listen, learn, laugh.
Listen, learn, and laugh.
Right.
Okay, so that's all Joe, everybody. Joe Hogle, everybody that Joe mm-hmm. came up with that. Everybody, Peter, Tony.
Yep.
Joe came up with that. That was Joe's idea. Tracy,
fantastic.
Joe.
Yes, I just picked up on
Justin,
that.
Justin, you hear that Joe came up with that?
Well, we came up with the 850 Hackburger, too. So
that's right. He came up with WGN David and all that stuff. That's all Joe. Yeah. MegaPros was created by Joe Hogle 50 years ago. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Marilyn from Hinsdale, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for a great show. I have a question for you regarding my kitchen cabinets. They're only 5 years old. They're white. And I was looking at them the other day, and they just seem to have a dull look to them. And I don't know what would you use on it, and who would I hire to do something like that,
Joe?
To clean them?
First of all, Marilyn, it's funny that you should bring a dull look up, because I was just looking at David Hochberg right here, and I was thinking, what is he? He's got a dull look about him.
Yeah.
Joe's opening at 80 tonight, 2-drink minimum in Schaumburg.
No, I was thinking, wow, does he have a dull look? I am going to recommend that.
You needed me to call in, didn't you?
I did.
Every weekend, Marilyn, please call in every single weekend.
Marilyn,
okay.
I'm going to recommend that Mr. Floor's cabinet cleaner.
Yeah.
Right?
I would try that.
So he really...
Oh, I didn't know you had that.
Yeah. I wonder if you can send Marilyn
one. Marilyn, we're going to send you a complimentary sample of the Mr. Floor. He has tile and grout. He has wood cabinet. He has hardwood floor cleaner. And he has vinyl and a couple other ones I can't think of off the top of my head. But he has a wood cleaner that we will get a sample out to you. And you can learn more about it at MrFloor.com. And type in WGN, promo code WGN for all of our listeners out there that want to buy products. You get a discount on your first
purchase. Here's what I don't know, though. You mentioned they're white, so that might be a different finish. I think he has two different products. I think he has the wood cabinet cleaner.
They're wood cabinets.
Oh, all right. So maybe you'll be fine. But if you have any problem at all, we can get you in touch with Igor.
Igor is going to call you, Marilyn. I'm going to hook you up with Igor, the owner of the company, a.k.a. Mr. Floor. And he will reach out to you to make sure that we send you the proper sample of the product to clean your dull David Hochberg.
The dull looking.
Yeah, the David Hochberg cabinets. Okay.
But my second question is, who could I hire after I get this product? Then who could I hire to do this cleanup on the cabinet?
She wants to get somebody to clean
do the
it.
Cleaning.
Well, David could bring his power washer.
Yeah,
over.
I can bring my power washer.
No, you do not want that, Marilyn. Oh, yeah. Don't let him even anywhere near your house or your siding or
Green?
Anything.
You think they would do something like that? Maybe Executive Green.
We could check with them. All right, here. Let me do that. We'll check with Executive Green and see if they could do it. That's probably our best bet.
Yeah. Let me put you on hold, Marilyn, get your information, hook you up with Dave Rampage and Kelly Mickley over at Executive Green and Mr. Floor Igor Marak, okay?
Oh, because they do my carpeting, too. So.
Yeah. Well, it might be a good...
Oh, I see. Perfect.
Yeah, and they do a nice job, right?
Beautiful job. Mm-hmm. The best ever.
All right. So maybe it's just something they need to look into and take care of the next time they're there. So hang on. We're going to get you there, get your information from you and give it to those professionals, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're awesome.
Thanks
for listening, Marilyn. 312-981-7200. Does anyone replace window glass anymore? My window is fine, but a rock went through the double pane glass. Who do I call? It's a Pella casement window, if that matters, Justin.
I would call your favorite local glass replacement company. There are companies like that out there. Go on the internet, just search glass replacement, look for a local company, In most cases, they can just change that. It's probably a double pane sealed unit. They can have one custom made and replace that for you.
What type of investment are the is that listener looking for to do that type of work?
Probably somewhere in that $200 to $300 range.
Okay.
To have somebody come out, get the measurement, have the glass made, and come back and put it in.
But a lot cheaper than replacing the whole window.
In most cases, yes.
Okay. 773, can you tell me the wonderful contact you have mentioned before on the radio for in-home caregivers for the elderly? It was a friend of yours, meaning me. Thank you. Name of the company is In-Home Caregivers. You can go to caregivers.net. Caregivers.net to get more information. A lot of WGN listeners are reaching out to get assistance. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Tell you what, Jake, let's do a quick break here. So we got a long run at the end. We want to open it up and do a little roundtable talk.
How much longer is this show?
I know it's exhausting, isn't it? It's about 17 minutes. You're going to make it?
Yeah, I think so.
You're going to want to bring in the oxygen or something?
No, I'm fine with that.
Tequila?
Dave, I'm just telling you.
Cot?
I'm telling you.
All right. Three,
it's
one,
a long time.
You want a hug or something?
Yeah. Right. Let's hug on break.
All right, we'll be right there. Jake gives great hugs in the production booth. He just talked in my ear. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back. Everyone, but you stay so
cold. Home Sweet Home Chicago.
What did you do with the ants one time?
Oh, a gigantic carpenter ant crawled out of my wall.
Yeah.
Scared the living crap out of me. It ate through my drywall. It was like blueberries with legs. You ever see those carpenter ants? It's literally like a baby blueberry with legs. It's like standing up with me and giving me the one gun salute. Like, I just went through your drywall. You think this vinyl's going to stop me? And those carpenter ants could like pick up a car.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's one of your favorite shows.
It is.
Because it really did scare the crap.
Do you know what happened? All right, so David Hochberg finds a big ant in his bedroom, surmises it's coming out of this little hole, goes down in the basement, gets a 12 by 12 vinyl tile, and nails it with roofing nails to his bedroom wall.
You don't want to miss.
Yeah, and I figured if that ant could work through the vinyl, I'll burn the house down.
Better to start fresh.
Better start fresh. Got a major problem.
Yeah.
You're just laying there minding your own business, and out of the corner of your eye, you see something moving. You're like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, but you didn't have to solve the problem
that.
Oh, really? How about calling Rose Pest Solution?
Oh, I did that after I tacked the... I didn't need like a highway of like, you know, the mariachi band coming out after and start invading my bedroom.
It was one ant. Most people would just kill the one ant.
Right.
Just saying.
It's not the way I roll.
I know.
312-981-7200. J.C. Licht, L-I-C-H-T.
Mm-hmm.
I upset your marketing director.
You did. Oof.
I tagged the wrong J.C. Licht today. I didn't think the world was ending. My God. This is completely wrong. With like 15 explanation points. Doesn't say what's wrong on my personal Facebook page, so I fixed it. So don't go anywhere else but J.C. L-I-C-H-T.
Correct.
It's the red and blue logo.
Yes.
Not the other logo, the red and blue logo with Benjamin Moore. You guys offer color services.
Yeah, we do. If you want to be in the now and up on the latest trends.
What does that mean? I mean, what is color
services? So we offer in-home color consultations. Our professional color experts will come out to your home and help you with colors. You go to jclick.com. To schedule that, or you could go to your local store, talk to the management there. They're more than happy to help you. Because of COVID, we also do virtual color consultations, so you can get in touch with one of our experts over the phone or over Zoom or something. So that's an option as well. Or if you just need a direction, a push in the right direction, give our color team a call. They're at 630-868-7332.
That's a
great
value.
Service.
It's incredible. I would say 50% of our customers use it.
Yeah.
773 said, what are the costs of that service?
It varies, but it's around $200.
$200.
Yeah, but then you get some coupons for some paint and all sorts
of
things.
Yeah, it's usually less. And like you said, the coupons will pay for itself.
Julie is the best. She's the best in the business.
No, you just nailed her.
Nope. No. She's you know the best.
No,
there's no doubt about it.
Never do that. Now everybody's going to be asking for Julie.
Well, that's good. Created demand. So if our listeners want more information on the color services that J.C. Licht provides, where do they go?
Yeah, go to jclick.com or your local store. store, or if you just want to talk to Emily, our live color consult, too, for some direction, 630-868-7332.
You better change everybody's name to Julie right now.
No, Julie came and painted my yard.
There you go.
They can, they're the best, so they can handle it.
All right, and if our listeners want to reach you guys, how do they reach you guys one more time?
Again, go to jclick.com, find our local store in your neighborhood. We're locally owned, and we're in the community, so support us.
You have an event coming up, Mr. Cohn, on Cohn. That's my uncle, Mr. Cohn. Mr. Cohn, on June 5th, you have a commercial service event. What is that, and what and why should our listeners be excited about that?
So we're going to have 16 upfitters come out to bring out their products. These are products that they'll put on cabin chassis or on an existing pickup truck. And
like a
utility body or a chipper body or a dump or something like that that they put on a cabin chassis where there is no bed on the back of it. And they'll come out and they'll display all their products. And cool. It's a
Trace,
great day to come
chipper
out.
Body?
A chipper body? Mm-hmm. That's what they use when you have the chipper behind it and you throw the sticks into the chipper.
So, but it's for the for the neck part. And it'll load into the pickup truck?
It loads into the back of a cabin chassis that has the chipper body on it, and then it has a dump with it, so you can just spray all the chips into the truck.
Nice.
And then you can go someplace and dump it.
Huh.
Yeah, so it's for the tree removal companies, for our listeners that don't
for
know
Eric's
what we're talking
dad
about.
And everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So you basically, if you're taking trees down, Erica's father, who works here, has a landscaping company, and he does a lot of tree work. So, you know, those type of different implements, if you will, they'll be all on display. So what industry should be interested in coming out to your shop on the 5th of June?
Any types of contractors, landscapers, anybody that is doing work like Joe. Like anybody
I'll be
in
there
this
if
room.
You can get me that van.
Like anybody
Tracy.
In this
I've been
room.
Asking me for a van for a long time now. So
is that a Saturday?
It is a Saturday, yes. June
Who's your
5th?
Sales rep here? Bob Coyne?
Bob Coyne.
Bob Coyne should talk to you about doing a live remote
that day,
June 5th.
My wife would love him.
At your
or
shop.
You.
Well, your wife already loves me. We'll
I know
talk
she
about
does.
That
How about me,
air.
Trace?
No, not
she
so
loves
much.
You too. No, my daughter loves you.
Oh, thanks.
What's up with the, oh, yeah, because you're doing her kitchen.
Correct.
No, yeah. That's not why.
Yeah, trust me. No love. When the kitchen's done, love ends. 312-981-7200. If our listeners want to reach out to you to get more information about that event, or talk to you about selling their car to you so you could sell it, what number and what website?
They can reach us at 630-682-9200 or joecottonford.com.
Justin Bartley, we've got scheduling challenges coming up here because we are basically into May. You've got 7 months before the end of the year. How crazy is that? And you want to advise our listeners not to wait and to get off the schneid and start making the calls if they want replacement windows.
That's right. Demand is extremely strong right now, and lead times are double and triple what they normally are throughout the industry, really all home improvement. Right now, it is taking about 3 months from contract signing until installation. So if you were to buy today, that puts us in late July already. So if you think you have window problems, we just discussed some of those earlier. You know, if you think you might have water issues, don't let that wait. Call us today. We'll have one of our design and energy experts come out, do a full assessment, and really help you understand the different options available. We carry fiberglass windows, vinyl, and wood clad. So really, we have all of the major types of windows. We'll help you figure out which one is going to be best for your particular home. Right now, we do have a buy one, get one 30% off, and we have 18 months of financing plans available as well.
So what's that special one more time?
Buy one window and get the second one, window or door, get the second one 30% off.
Okay.
And we have several financing plans. The one that is most popular right now is the 18-month with no interest.
Yeah, credit score, any special credit score to hit in order to get that?
We do use outside financing for that, but so we would send the application right through our finance company, but our company has, I think, somewhere in the 90-95% approval rates. So,
all right.
it's pretty easy to qualify.
Mega Pros Joe, you want to leave us with any?
And David, can I just throw out my contact information?
Please
David?
Do. Please do.
You can call us. We're available 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, at 1-800-NEXT-DOOR and 1-800-NEXT-DOOR.com.
Next door, 1-800-NEXT-DOOR.com. Mega Pros Joe, Mega Pros Home Improvement.
Megapros.com.
That's how it's done, everybody, right? Is that what you wanted to say? I beat you to it?
It's so good to be with you.
Oh,
Saturday,
God.
My Saturday mornings have been brighter ever since I met you.
Yes. You must have had a very Black Friday then.
Usually, yes.
A very dark, gloomy weekend.
I see what you're saying.
Until I came into your life.
You did come into my life, that's for sure.
All right. I'm David Hochberg, host of Homestream Chicago. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next Saturday. If you want to reach me during the week, 855-56-DAVID, or go to 56david.com. That's 855-56-DAVID, or go to 56david.com. Real quick, 847, can you please ask David about paying your credit cards off every Friday? Do you pay it off, or can you just pay part of it each week? He talked about it on Anna's show. If you can pay it off in full, is better, but if you can only pay it off a little every single week, it's better than waiting until the end of the month to pay it off. It's always good to keep those credit card balances low. I used it myself to get my credit scores up 60 points in 6 months after missing a credit card payment when I moved in August. So it does work. I do this all the time. I give this advice out, and the listeners that listen and follow the advice see their credit scores go up. I hope that was helpful. And thanks for listening to Homestream Chicago on AM 720 WGN.